BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE 756 120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P56033 93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Ups and down, there you were.
5 o'clock hour is here. It has arrived. Anytime we get to the 5 o'clock hour on the Gabe Kuhn Show, that means our guy, Jeff Calkins, joins us now. Hear him weekdays from 9 to 11 on this very same station. Jeff, thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
I got to say, I'd be pretty miffed if I were you at this point.
Bye.
You just had Laird Veach on your show. When the FedEx announcement comes, and now comes reports that he's going to be the next Missouri athletic director. Yeah. Man, the dude could have did you a solid and broke the news on your show.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, let's be honest. He gave me a solid by coming on as the news was breaking about the FedEx stuff. And so I not at all missed. I was pleased to have, I think, the last radio interview before he headed out for Missouri. And so I have no hard feelings. I think he did a fine job here at the University of Memphis. But I don't think it's by the same token, I don't think it's some massive blow or fatal blow that he's off to a new gig.
All right, so a couple different things here. First, let's talk about how, you know, kind of you would kind of grade his tenure. Got here in October of 2019. And as I was reading the story that he was leaving, I feel like he's done a lot of the heavy lifting leading up to whoever the new athletic director is going to be, landing that FedEx deal, doing work on the football stadium. There's a lot of stuff that he got accomplished while he was here.
I think you can say that no athletic director has been faced with the array of challenges that he had. He had Memphis in an IRP investigation, Penny Hardaway, the basketball program. He had a pandemic to negotiate, and the entire world of intercollegiate athletics flipped upside down. while he was here. So I literally do think it is the most tumultuous period of any AD ever. Now, if you had asked me a year and a half ago or a year ago, how has he done? You'd say, well, you know, he's professionalized things. It feels like a good staff. It feels like he's made some good hires. He cares about all the sports, and I think all the, you know, the broader framework. I think he's professionalized the place, but didn't have necessarily any signature accomplishments. His football hire at that point looked mediocre, and that he wasn't responsible for Penny's hire. But honestly, in the last, you know, really 6 months, between getting the football stadium financed and between the NIL deal, it's massive. And so, I think he deserves credit for that. Like, someone on Twitter said to me, well, it's just it all fell into his lap. I don't think it's fair to say that. It's very clear that if the Smith family and FedEx were not invested and did not step up, these things wouldn't have happened. That's true anywhere of donors who ultimately give to make products projects happen. And so, yes, is it good that FedEx is invested and that Fred Smith is invested? Absolutely. But I do still think you have to give them credit. Like, we've been talking about that football stadium and what to do about the football stadium for ages. And now there is a plan in place. The NIL thing is a huge hurdle. And now there is $5 million a year in place. So, I think in addition to sort of, steering Memphis through all those various challenges, but then also, having the university in a pretty good place on both of those really important fronts, I think you have to give them credit for that.
You know, the one thing I don't think people really understand that haven't been around a college program is how much of what happens and the successes that you have, and as an athletic director or somebody that runs a university, is built on relationship building. If you're an idiot and nobody wants to be around you, they're not going to spend money with you. They're not going to give you money for things that you want money for. You have to kind of grease the wheels and play nice and kind of be at the beck and call of the people with the money to make sure when you do need a favor or do need something, you can get that done. And from that aspect, I would imagine he was able to do that.
Yeah, and then the other thing is this is a tricky town. You know, there's a lot of different agendas. If you're just talking about the football stadium, the Southern Heritage Classic is there, and so Fred Jones has his own interests in what's going to happen, and the Liberty Bowl is there, so Steve Earhart has interest. The city's involved, the state's involved, the university's involved, the Memphis fan. Like, it is a really complicated sort of set of agendas that are at play at Memphis. And again, for him to get done what he got done, I think is significant. Now, the challenge is that the next guy or gal, woman, whatever, whoever it will be, like, that person has to now execute the plans that Laird has, you know, sort of helped set in motion. And that means raising the money for the rest of, like, there's this part of this was a matching grant from Fred Smith. So it means completing the fundraising for the football stadium. But it also then means executing a massive building project, refurbishing the new stadium, and then running a stadium, which is something they have, like, it was their idea. It was the University of Memphis' idea that we want to take this city-owned stadium and make it our own. Well, there's all kinds of complexities with that, and they acknowledge that it is, like, previously the university has said we want no part of that. Like, we don't want to run that old white elephant. And the idea with Laird, he's talked about unlocking all these different revenue streams would be involved in owning your own stadium. Well, that means the next guy has to unlock these revenue streams, has to figure out how to use the ownership of the stadium to actually pay the bills and keep the lights on and supply security and be in touch with insurance. Like, there's a lot to running a stadium that's really an off-campus stadium. It's a city stadium originally that the next person's going to have to figure out. So Laird did a lot of heavy lifting, but a lot of heavy lifting remains. And then, of course, the ultimate lift would be someday this university would like to make it into a power conference. And I think right now, if you look at all the schools that are not in a power conference, Memphis is better situated than any of them. But there's a difference between being first in the line and being over the fence, right? And so they've got to figure out some way to get over the fence. And that's, I don't blame Laird for not having achieved that in Memphis. I don't think anyone could have. But that ultimately is the goal for the next AD or for the university president, for that matter.
All right, so we talk about the president, Bill Hargrave, who announced that Jeff Crane, who's the senior deputy athletic director, is the interim athletic director until they find, you know, the decision that they're going to make. Is the easy choice here just giving it to Jeff Crane because he knows all the movers and shakers, he knows everything that's been going on under Laird and can continue the process of moving it forward under that same plan? Or does it make sense to bring in somebody from the outside and start that process all over again, but with somebody more experienced?
I think that's a fine question. And there are other people who have been here. There's a deputy AD who is assistant AD who's here, who's now at Kansas State, just left within the last 6 months to a year, who would know the ropes as well. And there's other people who've been here along the way, who sort of are familiar with the landscape here. Jeff has certainly, you know, I think done a fine job. One of the interesting things is it's just hard to know. Like, if you're judging even assistant football coaches, how much is the head coach, how much is the assistant coach, right? Like, when you're watching an offense, is the, you know, is the quarterback coach really responsible for Patrick Mahomes being great? Or is, like, or is, you know, or, and I think it's even trickier when you're looking at assistant and deputy ADs, right? And so I think Jeff Crane has great credentials, and he obviously knows the lay of the land. There are others in the candidate pool who I would say the same things about. So I don't think there's any obvious answer. I do think that a lot of this go back to relationships. Like, I'll tell you this, Fred Smith, and Richard Smith and the Smith family, who've given, you know, so much money here, they've worked with some of these people. If they are convinced that someone is terrific, who is already on the ground in Memphis, that person should get the job, right?
Agreed. Like, in the end. I was going to ask that next. Yep, they should have say.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're not just going to have to say they have say is even underestimating it, right? Like, I think, but do they know, you know, if it's deemed that that person, the people who are on the ground here already aren't the right fit? You know, I don't think Fred would necessarily know about Ryan Alpert, who's at the University of Tennessee, once was here in Memphis and was a fundraiser here in Memphis and has gone on, and now he's at the University of Tennessee. So, obviously the president cares a lot about sports. He'll be making the choice, but I'm certain that, that Fred will have substantial say in it as well. And I don't know enough about, I can't say that there's any single candidate here who I think is a no-brainer, just because I don't know enough about, you know, how much did Jeff Crane have to do with the stadium project? A lot, I'm sure, but, you know, I think that will be sorted out in the interview process. I think it's nice to have him on board as an interim, and I think there's real potential for him to get the gig.
Well, if it's an outsider, that'll make times interesting for Ryan Silverfield and Penny Hardaway. I can imagine that, because you're going to have to start a relationship building all over.
It'll be interesting for anybody. I mean, Penny is so much bigger than the program that he's both a gift and a challenge.
No doubt about it. He is Jeff Calkins. Check out his show right here on 92.9 ESPN Memphis from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning one more time. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
It.
Yeah.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jeff Calkins. Coming up next, I can't wait for have a chance to talk with Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about LeBron crybaby James and the instant replay comments that he made after the game. That's next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in.
Marvin Harrison Jr.,
Malik Nabers,
The Players,
Drake May,
Jaden Daniels,
The Teams,
Bears,
Pats,
Titans,
Saints,
Unsportsmanlike,
Jeff Calkins,
Jason and John,
Giannato
and Jeffrey,
The Gabe
Kuhn Show,
The 2024
NFL Draft
First Round
Full Coverage,
and Live
Picks
on Thursday
night, April 25th,
beginning at
6 p.m.,
right after
The Gabe
Kuhn Show
on
92.9
FM
ESPN,
Memphis's
NFL
station.
There's more than one way to sell your home.
You can go through a realty company,
you can go to your realtor,
but if you want to
have a more hands-on
approach, look
into Community FSBO.
FSBO,
it stands
for Sale
by Owner.
They will give
you the tools
to make yourself your
own boss when
it comes to selling
your home.
They have three
separate packages
that let you take
advantage of the
next-gen
FSBO
process.
You pick
the package,
they handle
everything.
Professional
photography,
interactive
3D walkthrough,
floor plans,
room measurements,
and of course,
the listing
is where
you're going to
save a
whole bunch
of money
using
the FSBO
process.
Then
you will field
offers, you'll
get a contract,
and you're on
your way.
And the money
savings,
they
are
unmatched.
Using
a 2,000 square foot
home selling
for $350,000
at a 3%
realtor
listing fee
of $10,500,
you can
use one of
their packages
and save
up to
$9,800
on that
$10,500
listing
fee.
And if you
have a
more value
in your
home
and it's
more expensive,
you can
save
even more.
So if you're
looking
to
sell
your home,
look into
Community FSBO.
It's an unreal
next-gen
process
that you
are sure
to latch on to.
Check out
CommunityFSBO.com.
That's
CommunityFSBO.com.
Or call them
at 901-660-FSBO.
That's
901-660-3726.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit, hims.com/radio.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly. Tonight in the hockey postseason, Game 2, Winnipeg and Colorado. Winnipeg with a 1-0 series lead, but Colorado a minus 120 road favorite. Winnipeg plus 100. Total in the game is 6.5. We saw 13 goals scored in Game 1. Winnipeg won that game 7-6. Some people think Colorado's going to bounce back, even the series up at 1, heading back to Colorado. But I like Winnipeg here. I have no faith in Colorado's goaltender, and I think Winnipeg's goalie, one of the best in the league, bounces back in a big way. Give me Winnipeg tonight, plus 100 to win and go up 2-0 on Colorado. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors' spring sales event and get thunderstruck with 43 MPG Highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO-342-249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO-437-54, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Switch to eco-friendly cleaning products and spend more time outside to make every day Earth Day. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Welcome back, Gabe Kuhn Show. And our thanks to Jeff Calkins for coming on like he does each and every day at 5 o'clock. Don't forget, check out his show, 9 to 11 o'clock in the morning. Perfect, perfect time slot. Love that time slot. I used to do it back in the day, that two-hour time slot. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Joining us now, another beautiful human being, Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Last time him and I talked, I think we talked about the Packers, if memory serves correct. Yeah. Eric, how you doing, man? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good. This is apropos. You had, like, the smartest guy coming from Harvard, and now you might have one of the dumbest guys coming on after. This is like my father. Many people don't know this about my father. He actually got a doctorate in nuclear engineering from MIT spending 3 years at Hamilton in upstate New York playing football and baseball. He applied for this program, and he's a math genius. And so people look at me and I go, oh, yeah, that apple didn't fall far from the tree. It's a whole nother orchard. In fact, it might be another fruit. Let's be honest about it. So, yeah, Calkins and me makes me feel right at home.
Can I dive into that a little bit farther, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. Please.
So what did you want to do? Like, when you were in high school, was this the goal? Because, like, when I was in eighth grade, I knew I wanted to do sports talk radio. This is what I wanted to do. That's all I focused on going forward through high school. So for you, when did you know what you wanted to do, and did it change?
When I went to a high school that was just loaded with high-end athletes and realized, oh, crap, I'm not good enough. Yeah. So if you've ever seen the movie When the Game Stands Tall, with Jim Caviezel. That's sure. My high school. They had the nation's longest win streak in football. I was there prior to that streak starting, but we had a streak during that time. I did a lot of stuff with that head coach, Bob Lattiser. And I just realized, like, I wasn't bad, but, like, when you're playing with Rick Barry's kids in basketball and you're playing baseball against three kids that get drafted, or with three kids that got drafted, and your football team was, it was more discipline based than sheer talent, but it was such a commitment. I was like, okay, so that's in the cards, and it was tough, but we actually had a television studio on our campus, and we did, like, closed circuit, like, announcements, morning shows. They did a broadcast news class, and we did basketball games. So, you know, as I got older and I didn't really grow, I'm not tall now, but I didn't grow at all in high school. I grew mostly in college. I called a couple games on TV, and so I knew I was interested in it. I knew I liked it. And then I got to UC Davis and was trying to figure out what I was going to do. I had transferred in my junior year, and someone came to me and said, hey, do you want to jump on the radio with us? And I was like, sure, because I was thinking about doing it at Riverside, where I started. And one of my best friends who I was living with would listen to sports talk radio. He goes, you're missing the boat. Like, you know more about sports than anybody I've known. You can talk. like, this is a path you need to look at. He's also, by the way, like a top-tier hand surgeon in the country. So, again, I surround myself with really smart people, just not very bright myself. And so he's like, you could do this. And honestly, I got a chance to be on the show. I did talk show a couple years, and then the sports director position came open, and somehow I got it at the campus station. And they said, you need to hire a play-by-play guy. And so I looked in the mirror and hired myself.
Good.
And after learning what preparation was, I figured out, I remember calling my father. It was our third football game. The first two, it was just awful. I hope those tapes don't exist. It would just be so terrible. But I learned how to prepare, and we were playing St. Mary's, who doesn't even have a football team now. And I called my father, who's now since passed, and I called him. He said, what's up? And I said, I think this is what I really want to do. And he said, go for it. He said, I'll help you however I can. And the only time he wavered was I got out of school. I got offered a job with HP. My buddy was in logistics for them. And he's like, I need a guy to help me learn. You know, I can teach you the side of the business, but I need you to help me deliver speeches and stuff because I'm terrible at it and you're good. And I was like, okay. And he offered me a decent salary. And that's the one time my father went, could you do both? Because it was a decent amount of money. I was
right.
Like, it's always going to be there. Let me chase this. And he said, yeah, that's probably better. So that's how it happened. My dad was a really good athlete, really good football player back in the late 50s, really good baseball, better at baseball. I remember the first time I saw him play, and I went, oh, wow. Like, he can move. And he was solid. So, but back then, baseball players didn't make anything, so he thought nuclear engineering was the way to go. And then he realized that's probably not the safest way to create energy. So he got out of that, too.
You know, it's funny, though. I mean, as much of a great athlete he was and everything else, I'm more impressed by that you didn't get pressured into doing something other than what you wanted to do. Because normally, a lot of times when you have super successful parents that are making what they make and doing what they do, they want their kids to go down similar paths of making a ton of money, being successful and all that other stuff. And what you chose to do as a probably a little bit more roll of a dice as far as what the success rate is for everybody else that wants to do what you chose to do as a profession.
He knew it was tough. We would, my memories with him a lot as a kid are coming from where the Warriors played at the Coliseum before Chase Center and going to A's and Raiders games with him and listening on the way home. And I joke with Warriors color analyst on their radio side, Tom Tolbert, who played for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
I always joke. And I'm like, I met him. I said, you're not going to understand this. I said, but man, I would drive home with my father or be in the car with my father. And you guys were playing cause we had tickets and my dad would go, Tolbert, what the hell are you doing? And so Tom thinks it's hilarious. So we'd laugh about it every time I see him. But he got out of the engineering side and got into politics because I got the gift of gab from him. He would have been a great person to do this stuff, but got into other stuff. And then he got into business consulting through his political connections. He ran for state assembly and it didn't work out. But he really pushed me to do my own thing. In fact, I once approached him about going to his alma mater in New York, just getting out of California. He's like, no, you don't want to do that. And he's like, I know the type of person you are. I would love you to go there, but you don't want to go up there. Like, the winters are brutal. You won't understand it. It's a different culture. He says, you got to make your own path. And so, yeah, his support meant a lot, you know. And
it's everything.
Yeah, when he got sick with dementia, it was tough because it was when my career was really kind of hitting stride. And I lost that opportunity to have the daily conversations about how things were going with him because of what dementia can do to people. And
yep.
That was tough, but I knew, you know, when he finally kind of took him over and he passed away, you know, I had multiple people because he was that old school guy that you knew he was proud of you, but he couldn't quite say it because that's how they were raised. And a lot of people come up to me and say he would never shut up about you and how good you were doing. And that meant a lot to me because I knew it was there. But, yeah, his support, I couldn't have done this without him. There's no two ways about it. So I try to do the same thing with my son, you know, make your own path. If you want to get into this business, I'll help you. But I can't do it for you. I'm not going to just give you a job. And one of our colleagues has done that with his son and Ian Eagle and his son Noah, who's really reached another level as well. Ian was like, you got to do it on your own. And Noah's really, really humble. And I think it's another great example of, you can follow what I do, but you're your own person. You're not me, and you've got to be you. So that's a valuable lesson. Cause a lot of times, like you said, Sparky, we want to just kind of shove our kids in the same direction here, take over the family business. My dad was like, nah, you want to do something else. Do your thing. What makes you happy?
It's absolutely great parenting advice. I didn't see the interview going this way, but it's brilliant parenting advice for anybody listening. Don't force it on your kids. Let them choose the way they want to go and then just be as supportive as you can.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even if you don't know anything about what they chose to do for their career, just be there, be supportive, be there to listen to them, whatever. And then, you know, see how the whole thing plays out. All right. So we probably should talk some NBA after all.
Let's do it.
LeBron James complaining last night about instant replay and the instant replay center, talking about, you know, the fact that D'Angelo Russell got hit, and he did, and they probably should have called a foul, but they didn't. But at the end of the day, this has been going on for, I don't know, month and a half or 2 months. They stopped blowing the whistle in the NBA. They just have. They are not blowing the whistle nearly as much, and especially in the last 3-4 weeks, physical play is welcomed in the NBA. And I think part of it is, one, they're trying to get games done quicker. Two, they realize it's breaking up the flow of play, and they want more of that up and down play than what they're getting when the whistle's being blown all the time. I really think that the NBA has taken a concerted effort to swallowing the whistle more in these games to give fans a more entertaining product and a quicker product.
I think you're onto something, because what do you hear the biggest complaint for fans? Nobody came to watch you three guys blow the whistle. Let them
exactly.
play.
Exactly. Yep.
But these guys have now gotten to a point, and it stems all from college to high school to youth basketball, where a kid gets bumped, and all they do, and it's setting an example where, you know, I'll see 13, 14, 15-year-olds get bumped, and they look at the referee like, why is that not a foul? And I'm like, dude, just play basketball. Like, it is a partially contact sport. There is contact in basketball. And anytime anybody gets touched now, it was getting to that where, you know, look, they've already changed the rules. You go back, people watch the highlights of those late 80s, early 90s games, and they're like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, Rick Mahorn would clothesline you if you came into the lane. I mean, just literally clothesline you and say, yeah, I'll get a foul, but you're going to know not to come back in here. And, you know, think of the Jerry Shiesting, Kirk Rambis, you know, basically flying lariat or whatever they called it in pro wrestling, where he took him down. You did that today, you're suspended 5 games. But the problem becomes with that, I get it, they'll review things. And it's funny that LeBron's complaining about it, because there were things that happened this year where they got reviewed, and then, I wish we wouldn't go to the replay, but it benefited us. And now you're saying, well, they went to the replay and they didn't get it right. That Laker team, over the last handful of years, it's not even close how many more free throws than they've shot than the next team behind them for most free throws attempted. Their announcers talk about it. They get every whistle. But people start to get onto it and say, okay, so here we go. Now you set the tone. So for example, it happened in the Grizzlies-Warriors game. Draymond Green, right in front of an official, gets upset at something Santi Aldama did. I don't know if he thought Santi threw an elbow or what, but he was hot. And he takes his hand, puts it in his chest, and flat shoves him. I mean, that is an instant technical. Referee doesn't do anything. Santi looks back, barks. They go down to the other end of the floor. Play stops. Taylor Jenkins comes out to ask the referee, why didn't you tee him up? Draymond stands right by him. Desmond Bane just says, hey, man, like, tries to step in between. Draymond gets hot. People start flying around. Taylor gets rolled up on because Gary Payton II got knocked to the floor, falls in his leg, and it's like, this could have been settled. When you shove a guy, you got to tee him up. So there's a fine line. You want to let him play, but you got to keep order. And, you know, there's players they let get away with things that they don't let others. I mean, they teed up Nikola Jokic this year at one point for using, as the referee said, he directed profanity at an official. And I went, brother, Draymond calls you that by your first name every right. game, and we don't yep. see it. So you can't have these rules and enforce them to some guys, or wait, oh, his personality isn't that. It's out of character. Let's tee him up. It's either you got to stay consistent with it. So I think you're right. I think they've tried to say, okay, well, if this is where you guys want it, better start learning to play with some contact. And that's a problem for some of these guys because they've been kind of hands off. And you go back and look at, you know, the way Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, those guys had to fight through contact to get shots. They would flourish in today's game, aside from the increased athleticism. So it was interesting because you can go to the Philly game last night too. And I look at that last inbounds play. They're upset. They said they called timeout, didn't get it. I also saw guys reaching, grabbing. You know they're trying to get the ball. And I think sometimes officials will get in their mind, we know they're trying to foul, so we're just going to blow it on first contact.
Correct.
But the Knicks did it right, where they were looking like they were trying to get the steal. They were trying to do that before they got across and actually fouled. They were trying to play defense, and the referees let them play. And the Sixers are going like, yo, they just knocked our guy to the floor. They're like, play. And then that happens. So it's interesting because I do think that people are, like you said, they want to be entertained and they don't want to see a free throw contest. And the way the rules can be written, you could call fouls on almost every play if you want to go to the letter of the law. Or do you want to let these superior athletes play it out, be the best players in the world, find out who can hack it, who can't, whatever it may be. It just gets frustrating when it goes against you. And, you know, listen, let's be honest. The league's kind of catered to LeBron for a lot of time for good reason. He earned it. He's the only guy in the 40-11-11 club, you know, with 40,000 points, 11,000 rebounds, 11,000 assists. And he's, you know, one of the greatest of all time. But when you kind of let it get away, then when it doesn't happen, then he's frustrated and he's going to have a voice. And everything he says is going to be, you know, microanalyzed by the people that can't stand him and then microanalyzed by the people that love him and think he couldn't and can do no wrong. So I like the physical play. Playoffs should be physical. Playoffs should ramp it up. You have longer breaks. You have more time in between games. Guys are going to be playing more minutes. And when you get tired and you're not used to playing 36, 37 minutes, your legs give up. You're going to get a little handsy. You're going to get a little bumpy. So do you take that away altogether or do you let them play because this is what the playoffs are about?
Eric Castleside, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in. There was a, last night, for instance, the Lakers, they only had 13 free throw attempts, which LeBron could do by himself. And then there was a game a few weeks ago, Bucks and Celtics. There were two free throw attempts combined, both teams. Giannis had two free throws. Boston had none. That game was done in under 2 hours. It went that quick. And that was the first time where I went, man, are they really going to do this? Are they really going to be consistent? And as you go here, I'm interested to see in playoff games how many times we see teams go over, you know, 30 free throws, 25 to 30 free throws. How often does that actually happen now in the playoffs this year? I bet you there's going to be far fewer than more.
Look at the way the scores are going. You're not seeing the 127, 120 games. You're seeing games right around 100. The Cavs and Magic, you get why? Because the Cavs are a grinded out physical slowdown, beat you with defense, team, and execution. But even that Denver Lakers series, the Lakers are one of the highest scoring teams in the league. They held under 100. Denver's not exactly a defensive juggernaut. They're good, but they're not exactly, you know, they're not going to remind anybody that they can hold you to 78 points because they can outscore you. But, I remember getting to Cleveland that on the last road game for the Grizzlies, and we had played that night. And the Cavs and announcing crew came up and they said, what do you see in this stat page? And I'm like, I didn't even catch it at first. And they're like, there were only two free throws in the game. I'm like, oh my gosh. We had a game with the Grizzlies with Detroit where Detroit didn't shoot a free throw until like 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and then shot six down the stretch, but like zero. And you look at that at halftime, and that happened to the Grizzlies a couple times where they either had two or one and a half. Yeah, I think the referees are taking notice of that. And, you know, look, does it make it more entertaining? That's the debate. Would you rather see guys play it out and try to work through it, or you'd rather see points on the board because of free throws? I don't know. I mean, it's a really tough call. I think a game where you shoot 60 to 70 to even 80 free throws between the two teams, there's no flow to it. And it's really hard for teams to come back, in my opinion, when it's just constant whistles and guys manipulate the penalty situation like for they sure. have over the years, where you're trying to come back. You might hold, you know, if you're down eight and you're trying to come back and you get a basket, you foul, they go to the free throw line. Okay, you might trade two for one, but you have to reset your offense. There's no flow. There's no getting a good defensive stop, trying to play hard defense, get a steal, get a rebound, get out and run. Nope, foul, go to the line, hope he misses. Okay, cool, let's reset. And, you know, it's never a game that's going to be officiated to where everybody's happy. The referees understand that. And to be frank and honest, there are some referees that I question how they are continuing to officiate in the NBA because of what I see in terms of the things they miss or the way they call the game. But I don't think they have a parade of people either knocking down their door either to go be an NBA official. You got to be a different dude because you get called a lot of names. You have no friends. Like when you go out to dinner, I can't imagine when they're out after a game, if they're in a city and they made a bad call, that would be pleasant. They try to kind of keep to themselves. It's a nomadic life. That's why a lot of the top college officials don't want to go to the NBA. They like staying in a certain region. They like working two games a week as opposed to four or five. Being able to spend time with their families, it's a lot.
He is Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Always, always enjoy having you on, my friend. And we'll talk down the line. Appreciate it.
Sparky, thanks for having me, bud.
You betcha. Take care. There is Eric Hasseltine here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in for Gabe. He returns tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. You get your guy back tomorrow. I promise he's back tomorrow. I want to talk more about whether or not this league is better off without a ton of free throws. We'll do that next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
Hey, Mid-South, discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
The biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the Perkins Extended location across from Laurelwood.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee, upgrades are welcome.
If you've tried to buy a Rolex watch lately, you know how difficult it is. New models are in rare supply. Some jewelers put you on wait lists. Others make you buy their other jewelry at inflated prices just to be considered for a Rolex purchase. Well, that's all changed now that Genesis Diamonds has arrived. Genesis Diamonds is the premier dealer of luxury pre-owned Rolex timepieces. People who come in are shocked to see Daytonas, Hulks, Submariners, Pepsis, Datejusts, all the hard-to-find Rolex watches ready to wear today. At Genesis, we've used our worldwide connections to find only the first luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Immaculate, pristine watches, fairly priced with no strings attached and with flexible financing options. So enough with the wait list and the retail jeweler games. Get the Rolex of your dreams today at Genesis Diamonds. And if you already have a Rolex and are interested in trading up, we also have Rolex buyers on site every day. Just another example of how we're forever changing the jewelry landscape here. Genesis Diamonds, official jeweler of the Tennessee Titans at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU. Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Yeah.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM, yeah. ESPN.
I've been down so long, it look like up.
With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face.
Welcome back. Last segment here on a Tuesday. Gabe Kuhn returns tomorrow. You get your guy back for the rest of the week. And perfect timing for Gabe. Comes back tomorrow. NFL draft Thursday and Friday. Lots and lots of NFL to talk about. NBA playoffs in the thick of that here in the first round. So it'll be a great show coming up tomorrow with Gabe as he returns. Let's talk a little bit about what we were talking about there with Eric Hasseltine of the Memphis Grizzlies radio, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. As far as the lack of whistles lately here in the NBA and how they're allowing this to kind of play out, per se. If I went to an NBA fan and said, hey, instead of these guys and these games being like 2 hours and 20 minutes or somewhere in that area, instead of it being like that long, what if the games were 20 minutes shorter and there was less free throws and more up and down back and forth? Would you be happy? I would have to think 99.9% of them would say, absolutely. That sounds like a dream. That would be wonderful. Now, the issue is, and will be, is if they continue to swallow the whistle and injuries go up, right? And physical play gets a little bit out of control because they start swallowing their whistle and guys decide, okay, well, if they're not going to call it, I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm going to try and throw an elbow here. I'm going to try and do this here. If injuries start going up, then obviously that's going to be something that they'll have to deal with in the future. But to me, that's what's going on. The NBA is trying to figure out, you know, how to gain more fans, how to keep the existing fans, how to make the product better for the fan. I think it's just a matter of time before the Players Association complains about this. Because if you go through the playoffs, and let's say the average amount of free throws attempted by a team is 15 a game, that's significantly less than it used to be. Significantly. That is going to be a huge difference. So I'm sure the team that wins the NBA championship will have no issues, but I guarantee you there will be players that will be complaining about stuff that was not called for this entire playoff run and that was affecting outcome of games. And the teams that are more physical, obviously, are going to benefit from it. And it will be a different way of kind of looking at things here. Not that we're going back to 1990-style basketball, but they might start to lean going back a little bit more that way and taking some of the finesse out of the game that's been built up here in the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years where you can't touch anybody without a whistle blowing. Maybe they're going to start to lax those rules and let guys play a little bit more. I, for one, would love it. Like, if this is how you want to play the game of the NBA, this is what it's going to look like, and I have less whistles, less referees, less free throws, I'm good. I'm fine with it. And I think it benefits the Grizzlies, too, if they decide to play that way, Connor.
No, without a doubt. The Grizzlies are a pretty physical basketball team, no matter what iteration or era they may be in. So I'm definitely all for, you know, more 90s-style basketball. Just from watching the playoffs so far this year, it has been flowing much better than it has in the past, and I am all for more physical basketball. And I think that you're right, though. Players like SGA, Joel Embiid, the Lakers, guys who depend on getting to the free throw line to help out their stats or to help out their team in scoring points, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they start complaining about it, because I actually saw a number out there that, you know, the regular season to playoff scoring is 14 points per game less than it is during the regular season. It was 114 points per game was about the average in the regular season, and so far it's only 100 points a game is the average throughout the NBA playoffs. So even though the game aesthetic might look better, I could see the players getting upset with it if it continues to lead to some losses for teams. Like, for instance, the Oklahoma City Thunder, we talked about how SGA only got to the free throw line, I think, 7 times, which is probably a season low for him, or at least close to it.
You know, the other thing, too, is they stopped with that continuation call. And guys like Damian Lillard, I think Lillard, since the end of January, was shooting 3 less free throws than he was prior to the end of January, once they stopped making that call. And there are other guards across the NBA that got screwed by that as well. But that also kind of said, okay, we're not calling that. So we're going to continue to say it's on the floor. We're not going to let you rise up and take the shot and say and one. We're going to call it on the floor, and you're not going to get those free throws. That also is hurting. Or the fact of, you know, you kind of lean in and are expecting a call, and you don't get the call, and you're screaming and yelling because for your whole career that's been a whistle. And now all of a sudden, in the last 2 or 3 months, you changed the game on us as players. That, I think, is a bad part of this. If they were going to decide to do this, they should have made that decision before the season, told the Players Association, told every team, had referees go in during training camps, have the film session of, that was a foul, we're not calling it this year. That was a foul, we're not calling that this year. Like, they should have been made aware of the fact you were going to do this. It kind of feels like NASCAR, where you're changing rules in the middle of the game. And that's pretty much what the NBA did this year.
Yeah, they really stopped calling that. It's the play where the guard would drive and then whip his head back with just minimal contact. SGA, that's like his specialty that he goes to. Dame uses that a lot, too. And I don't necessarily disagree with you that they should have begun doing this earlier. It's a pretty big difference going from regular season to the playoffs and immediately having a different whistle. They kind of started doing it in the back half of the season, but they didn't fully commit to it. Honestly, I would like to see a full NBA season refereed like it is right now so the players can be used to
Agreed.
It once we get to the playoffs. But, you know, maybe we'll see at the beginning of the season next year that they're sticking to this, but I can't help but think that they're probably going to go back to what they were at the beginning of this season and be, you know, a little bit more whistle happy. I don't really understand why, you know, they change it up in the playoffs and they allow them to be more physical. Just let them be more physical throughout the whole season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, before we get out of here, let's make predictions for tonight's game. Let's see here. What's the first game up? First game up is going to be Suns and Timberwolves. That game's already rolling, so we'll move past that one. Let's talk about the Pacers and Bucks. That one comes up at 6:30 on NBA TV. Or actually, 7:30 on NBA TV. Sorry. I'm looking at the times wrong. That Suns-Timberwolves game hasn't started yet.
No, it hasn't. It's 6:30.
Yes. I'm looking at my full thing in their Eastern Standard Times, and they're Central. I'm losing my mind. Suns-Timberwolves, a 6:30 tip. So that'll be starting here shortly. Who do you got in that one? Timberwolves lead this series 1-0.
I'm probably going with the Timberwolves. I think that they're going to win this series. I do think that the Suns are going to make it competitive at some point, but at home, I think the Timberwolves are going to take it again tonight. I'm rooting for the Timberwolves.
Pick the Suns to win this series. I'm not changing. I'm still saying the Suns. I'll still take the Suns tonight. Minnesota favored by 3.5 in that game, over under 211.5. Pacers-Bucks at 7:30 is the next one. Bucks up in that one, 1-0 against the Pacers. Total there, 223.5. Spread, 1.5. What say you, Connor?
I'm going to lean the Bucks. I don't trust the Bucks, but I do think that they still have more talent than the Pacers right now. And if Tyrese Halliburton struggles again, then the Pacers are going to struggle. It all really comes down to Dame for me, though. If he shows up and he looks like Portland Dame like he did in game one, they're going to have a better chance to win. He's got to keep it up in the second half, though, because his second half wasn't great. His first half was phenomenal. If he can just give you a full game of that, I think the Bucks will be okay.
Yeah, and I agree. And again, no Giannis, it looks like. So you don't got to worry about that if you're Indiana, which is a big thing. The question just is, will Lillard play as well tonight? I'll take the Bucks as well in this one. And then the other game, Mavericks and Clippers. I was surprised Clippers got game one. Game two in L.A. tonight. That tip time, 9 o'clock on TNT.
This is really a 50-50 for me. It could go either way. I picked the Mavericks to win the series, so I guess I'm going to pick the Mavericks to win this game. But James Harden, we had a really good game one for the Clippers. But as we have seen James Harden do in the past, his first couple games in a playoff series are usually pretty good. It's the back half of the series where you have to get worried playoff Harden's going to show up. But I'm going to go with the Mavs tonight.
You know, that's the other thing, too, and we haven't really talked about it necessarily at this point, but... Well, you started talking about this Clippers team. I mean, you've got guys on this team that nobody else really wanted, with all due respect to, you know, James Harden. I mean, he's one of those guys that everybody around the league was like, I don't want to deal with this dude.
I'm Russ, too.
Absolutely not. Russell Westbrook. There's another one that guys didn't want to deal with. And Tyronn Lue is making it all work for the Clippers. Clippers favored by 1.5 in this game. Now, again, we're asking Jason Kidd to make adjustments.
Oh, crap. That's right. I forgot the Jason Kidd thing. Oh, man. I might be flipping back to the Clippers.
I picked the Mavericks to win this, too.
The Jason Kidd Ty Lue is a huge gap.
That is
a huge gap.
It is a huge gap. No question about it. I took the Mavericks to win this series, but I can't. I'm going to go Clippers, I guess. We'll see.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I just can't do it. All right, so that'll wrap it up for another edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show. And again, don't forget, Gabe comes back tomorrow, back in this seat. And we had a jam-packed show earlier today, if you missed it. Ryan Horvath of BetMGM tonight, which, of course, you can listen to tonight on the Bet Memphis if you'd like to. Jason Munns of the Commercial Appeal talking about Memphis basketball. And man, oh man, a couple players in the transfer portal. They got a big visit coming up with a 5-star center that was supposed to go to Kentucky. They got a big visit coming up with him. Find out when that is. If you missed any of it, all you got to do is go back on your Odyssey app and listen to it, and you're all good. Eric Hasseltine, obviously, in the last segment, if you missed that, got into some parenting, I guess, advice in the first half of that interview. Voice of the Grizzlies, that was a fun interview. And, of course, getting to hang out with Connor last week and this week was a great thing as well. Connor, thanks so much for being an awesome producer, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for filling in. I had a great time with it. And again, a lot of us in Memphis are rooting for your Bucks in the playoffs. So hopefully they can pull it out against the Pacers.
like the Mavericks have to overcome Jason Kidd, the Bucks have to overcome Doc Rivers. So pray
yes,
for us.
They do. Yes, they do.
Yes, just pray for us. That'll do it for the Gabe Kuhn Show here on 92.9 ESPN Memphis. Enjoy your day.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text steel to 20123. For more information. Again, that's steel, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX Front Wheel Drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.